This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
G. Gordon Liddy would become an FBI agent. He worked in Gary, Indiana, which is right next to the town where I grew up in Northwest Indiana, in Hammond, Indiana. He would go on to work for President Nixon and caught up in the Watergate affair and the burglary of the Watergate offices of the Democratic Party. He was sentenced to 21 years in prison. When Chuck Colson went to visit him in prison, Chuck Colson, who had undergone a conversion experience, asked G. Gordon Liddy, "Have you seen the light?" And I love this answer. G. Gordon Liddy said, "I'm not even looking for the switch. I'm not even looking for the switch." That's how callous he was. He got out of prison 4 years later, started going to a home Bible study of all things with a group of former FBI agents that he knew previously, and they invited him to go to a home Bible study. He said, "I'll go to your little Bible study, but don't try to convert me." And at one point in time, G. Gordon Liddy said, "I realized that the most important thing I could do was not do what I used to do." He said he would get up every morning and say, "I'm going to do G. Gordon Liddy's will for my life. That's what I want to do today." Maybe some of you grew up that way. Your will that you wanted to do was your own will. G. Gordon Liddy said after going to that home Bible study, he came to the place where he said, "The most important thing in my life is to do what God's will is for my life." And G. Gordon Liddy, to me, would give the best definition I've ever heard for repentance. He said, "Repentance is when you subordinate your will to the will of God." I'd never heard anybody say that before. You subordinate, you put your will in second place under the will of God, and that's repentance. I think he's right. Having said that, what changed G. Gordon Liddy? Something dynamic changed his life. It's called the message of the cross. I want to give you two statements today that I want you to write down in your notes. These are just two important statements summarizing the message before I even give it to you. Let's bring up the first one. The message of the cross is the sum and substance of Christianity. What does that mean? I don't use that phrase, and probably most people don't either. The sum and substance means this. The sum is the bottom line. You add about a group of figures together, and an additional equation comes down to the bottom, and the sum is the total. The message of the cross is the sum of the gospel. The substance means everything that it's made of, intrinsically what it has inside it. So the message of the cross is the sum and substance of Christianity. Listen carefully. Christianity is not about the Sermon on the Mount, even though I love the Sermon on the Mount. The sum and substance of Christianity are not the parables that Jesus told. I love the parables. The sum and substance of Christianity is everything that Jesus accomplished through his death, his burial, and resurrection from the dead. That's the message. Let's bring up the second one to write down. The preaching of that message, quote unquote, is the means of salvation. It's not my idea, it's God's idea. Isn't it amazing? The Lord said the proclamation, when a person stands in front of a group of people and proclaims that message, and get this, when people do it one-on-one, when you and I share with another person the message of the cross, that is the means of salvation, meaning what? People respond to that. You've heard me say this before, but it's true. If there's a miracle in preaching, and this is really important, I believe this with all my heart, if there's any miracle that happens with preaching, it's not in the delivery. It's not in the giving of the message. Any miracle that happens in preaching is in the receiving. It's in the reception.
Well, from time to time, there's a message that I give that I instinctively, intuitively know is an important message. This is one of them, about the message of the cross. To those who are being saved, it's the power of God. It continues tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website, of course, is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. Tune in tomorrow as we continue this message from 1 Corinthians.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.